Friday, February 7th. First reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect hospitality, for through it some have unknowingly entertained angels. Be mindful of prisoners as if sharing their imprisonment, and of the ill-treated as of yourselves, for you also are in the body. Let marriage be honored among all, and the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge the immoral and adulterers. Let your life be free from love of money, but be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never forsake you or abandon you. Thus we may say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Haydock Commentary. Do not neglect hospitality, for through it some have unknowingly entertained angels. This is meant of Abraham in Genesis 18:2 and of Lot in Genesis 19:1. Let marriage be honored among all, that is, in all things belonging to the marriage state. This is a warning to married people not to abuse the sanctity of their state by any liberties or irregularities contrary thereunto. It does not follow from this text that all persons are obliged to marry, for if it were a precept, St. Paul himself would have transgressed it, as he never married. Moreover, those who have already made a vow to God to lead a single life, should they attempt to marry, would incur their own damnation. As marriage is a great sacrament, see Ephesians 5, married persons should be careful to honor and respect it by chaste and prudent behavior. See 1 Peter 3 and 1 Thessalonians 4. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you, that is, your prelates who have been placed over you to be your guides and directors in what belongs to the service of God. He seems to mean the two St. James, the apostles, who perhaps had already suffered martyrdom for the gospel. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is, Christ is the same merciful and powerful advocate and protector in regard of all that serve him faithfully to the end of the world. The Gospel from Mark chapter 6, verses 14 through 29. King Herod heard about Jesus, for his fame had become widespread, and people were saying, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him. Others were saying, he is Elijah. Still others, he is a prophet like any of the prophets. But when Herod learned of it, he said, it is John whom I beheaded. He has been raised up. Herod was the one who had John arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. Herodias had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. His own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you. He even swore many things to her, I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask for? Her mother replied, the head of John the Baptist. The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request, I want you to give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist. The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl in turn gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. Haydock Commentary. The Herod here mentioned was the son of Herod from whom Saint Joseph fled with Jesus and Mary into Egypt. How great was the envy of the Jews is easily to be conceived from this passage. They can believe that John is risen from the dead and appeared in public again, although no one gave testimony that this was the case, but that Jesus, so much favored by God, who works so many and so great miracles, should be risen again is incredible, although attested by angels, by apostles, by men, women, and persons of every denomination. They still assert that the body of Jesus was stolen. Church history informs us that the Christians were accustomed to frequent the tomb of St. John the Baptist with great piety and respect till the reign of Julian the Apostate, at which time the pagans, through hatred for Christianity, broke open his tomb and dispersed his bones. But immediately after, thinking it better to burn them, they endeavored to collect them again. but some religious of a neighboring convent, joining themselves to the pagans under pretense of collecting the bones to burn them, secreted the greater part of them and sent them to Philip at Jerusalem, who sent them to Athanasius, bishop of Alexandria. And in the reign of Theodosius, the temple of Serapis was converted into a Christian church and dedicated to the honor of St. John the Baptist, where his relics were deposited.